This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. I've got 60 seconds to give you a greeting here for today. This is the last part of this message I just preached last Sunday. It's entitled Freedom in Christ. Love to see you out at Island Community Church this Sunday as we're continuing our study here in Galatians. This week, my sermon is entitled, By Their Fruits, You Will Know Them. That's because we're looking at the fruits of the Spirit here in the fifth chapter of Galatians. So you're invited. I'd love to see you at Island. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend and God bless. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30 and stay tuned now for the last part of this message. Freedom in Christ.
Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's our hope of rest. It's not like a hope. I hope I get a red truck for Christmas. I hope my wife will get me a Ferrari. Biblical hope is faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's a guaranteed hope. It's anticipation. Wait, the hope of righteousness is waiting for that day. Enter into the joy of your Lord. This young girl here is going to hear that now. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And he's going to say, I receive you. You have received me. In front of all these people. And in private. And now I receive you. I receive. And when you get into Romans chapter 8, you read that he did all this before you were born. Saved you before you were born. Called you before you were born. Justified you before you were born. Glorified you before you were born. Hallelujah. The hope of righteousness. By faith, we wait for that day. It could be today. Some of you might not make it home today. Maybe tomorrow. What does the book of Hebrews say? It says, today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. Also says this in the book of Hebrews. I thought we were going to be out of time by now. I'm going to keep going. Hebrews 9:28, it says this. My favorite Christmas verse. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him, he will appear a second time. Without sin, unto salvation. New King James said he's coming a second time to those who eagerly await him. Is that you? Is that you? If it's not you, let's make it right before you leave today. And you, just like Sarah, can walk out of this church a free person and not in bondage anymore. I read all the time these people, unbelievers and agnostics and atheists. Well, I'm not going to be a believer because there's slavery in the Bible. Oh, guess what? You're already a slave. You're a slave to sin. Now, Jesus wants to break that bond. And again, back on point, this is why Paul is so mad, because these people were trying to bring them again into bondage by trying to do just like he did to Adam. Don't touch that tree. Once you tell me not to touch it. Once driving around with my father, must have been 5 years old, he said, son, don't touch that car lighter. Had a little Triumph Spitfire. Goes inside. I'm like, see, I would have been fine if he didn't say that. I sit down. And a minute later, you hear a pop. I'm like, shh. Yes. That sucker was on my thumb for like 4 years. I was like seventh grade when that thing left me. I was scaling like a snake. But if you wouldn't have said it, I wouldn't have done it. Now, these people here were saying, don't do these things. You got to get circumcised. You can't eat pork. You can't eat shellfish. You got to go to church on a Saturday. You got to. And you just throw up your arms and say, you know what? What did Peter say? Remember what he said after the Lord died? He said, you know what? I'm going fishing. And that's what you do. I'm going fishing. I can't keep these rules. I can't keep them. I'm just going to let them down and down and down. I let them down enough, even without rules. Don't you? Keeping rules to be right with God? You can't do it. You just can't. Now, verse 6 says, for in Christ Jesus, listen to this monumental statement that a Pharisee's going to make. Paul's a Pharisee. His father was a Pharisee. His grandfather was a Pharisee. Listen to what he says. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. Can you imagine a Pharisee saying that? Do you see how there's been a change in the conditions of the law? How you're not under the law anymore? A Pharisee tells you circumcision doesn't mean a hill of beans anymore. That's the magnitude of what he said. In Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. This is the one single greatest verse in the New Testament to prove the Old Testament law no longer is in effect over you. People say the law is eternal and still alive and still enforced today over believers. The Bible says circumcision means nothing. Or uncircumcision. It doesn't mean anything. It's faith is what matters through love. Because without that, you're a clanging cymbal and you're wasting your time. Faith is useless without love. Circumcision means nothing. Without circumcision, the Old Testament law falls like a house of cards. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but faith working through love. Verse 7, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? So he says, what happened? I left you guys. You were doing fine. Saved by grace through faith. You're on your way. You're doing fine. He writes to them, what's happened here? What's going on with you people? He wants to know. I can hear the inquiry now. Who told you you need to go back to the law to get right with God? He wants to know. Who told you the law was still in effect over the sons of God? He wants to know. Who told you you needed to get circumcised in order to get right with God? He wants to know. Then he says this. Oh, that those who disturb you would even castrate themselves. Now that is a graphic, snide, angry rebuke. And the most crudest thing found in the whole Bible. In other words, he's saying, circumcision? Why stop there? Why stop there? Verse 9. Do you see how mad he is at these people? Not for sleeping with his stepmother. For trying to do works to be right with God. is what made him. This is how serious a thing it is. When you replace what Jesus did on the cross by your own good deeds to get right with God, or trying to keep rules, Adam proved you can't keep rules to be right with God. Oh, that those who disturb you would castrate themselves. Verse 9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. That means spiritual level. That means believe something that's not true, and you'll later believe something else that's not true. Once you're infected. In other words, it's like this. If you're having difficulties coping with life, then take these mind-altering psychotropic drugs to help you cope with life. Here, have some candy. That's what it is. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. See, I'm starting a new crusade. It started yesterday against psychotropic drugs in the United States of America because I've had enough. I can't stop them from flowing, but what I can do is open people's eyes that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Don't swallow this line they give you, doctors and psychiatrists and people that tell you it's all right to take these things. Because it's not. Every mass murderer in this country has been on the same one thing. There's one connection between all of them. Psychotropic drugs. Revelation 9:21, it says, you'll know it's the end of the age when people refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs. Pharmakia is the Greek word. Read it for yourself. The author of the Bible wrote sorceries. Pharmakia is the word. He didn't know he was speaking prophetically and how the world's going to look like when he comes back. Everyone's going to be addicted to pharmaceutical drugs and no one's going to quit. No one's going to stop doing it. I'm here to tell you today, this problem we have with psychotropic drugs is the work of the devil. This is his work. He's trying to get everyone numb to what's going on. They even warn you, warning, if you take these drugs, these could cause suicidal thoughts and cause you to want to hurt someone. Just want you to see the truth. Remember, recognize who your enemy is. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. I can't stop the flow of them, but I can help and preach to people to help them to see that they're evil and that Satan uses them to enter into people. Psychotropic drugs is today's, I'm going to coin a new phrase. You ready for this? Psychotropic drugs is today's Ouija board. Satan uses it to enter into people because you give up the voluntary use of your mind. There is nothing in this world I hate more than drugs. I mean, I should. They owned me most of my life. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I leave you today with verse 10, and we'll wrap it up here this morning. He says, I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will be intent on nothing else. But he who troubles you will bear his own judgment, whoever that may be. Nothing to add to that, church, except amen. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.